This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The textbooks say financial markets are supposed to take in your savings and funnel the money to businesses, but there is strong data that when it comes to money for startup businesses, banks these days are risk-averse and typically want to see a track record before lending. Sure, there are so-called angel investors who like to make bets on tech especially, but Marketplace's economics guy, Chris Farrell, says there are other informal ways for entrepreneurs to get early money and draws an historical example from where, Chris? Motown?
Motown. Berry Gordy. I'm calling it the Berry Gordy model of financing.
Now, Berry Gordy, the legendary founder of Motown Records, but he comes from a family of people who seem to know their way around starting a business.
He came from a family of 10, and every single one of them was an entrepreneur. The father started a grocery store and a number of other things. His mom, she started an insurance agency, and she invested in local businesses. So here's a family of entrepreneurs, and what they had was a family entrepreneurial fund. And what Berry Gordy did was he borrows $800, the equivalent of $6,000 today, and he starts Motown. And I'm thinking, this is brilliant.
Now, immigrant groups sometimes do this within their communities. I saw some interesting work about Cambodian Americans in the West when the newcomers come to our shores. The previous wave of immigrants from Cambodia would lend, sometimes at higher interest rates, but they would lend to the newcomers.
Absolutely, because you've had the sense, you wander around the streets of L.A. or New York City, and you know, how did that get started? Where's the startup capital coming from? And it does turn out that it's fairly small, almost like private clubs, and there's loan money, much like the Berry Gordy model, except for its family and some close-knit strangers, tends to be fairly small. But again, it's a sense of outside the banking system, here's some risk capital, we're in this together, and there's a lot of social pressure to make good on the money that you borrowed. But again, it's fueling this entrepreneurial system that we need to get more capital going into. It's not going to come from the banks. It's not going to come from Wall Street. But what if it came from more families?
So what you're saying, Chris, is if you want to start a business, maybe don't ask Wall Street. Ask your Uncle Frankie.
You know, there was a time when I said, oh, that'd be too risky. No, I think you're absolutely right, David. Look, when you're raising your kids, don't talk to them about owning a home. Talk to them about starting a business and say, by the way, there's a family fund. We'll take the risk.
Chris Farrell follows economics for Marketplace. Chris, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.